Now, when US President Donald Trump announced a peace plan for the conflict between Israelis and Palestinians, it was followed by days of riots and violence in the West Bank town of Hebron as protesters showed their opposition to the proposed plan. That might be when you've heard about Hebron most recently in the news.
Well, we've got someone in the studio this morning who lives in Hebron. Let's say hello to Leila Awada, who's here in the UK to talk about life there, also to promote her women's collective, which is empowering Palestinian women to earn their own money. Welcome, Leila, to Newsday.
Thank you so much.
And we were talking just before we introduced you on air about your market stall in the souk in Hebron. You're the only female market stall owner, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Tell us about your stall. What do you do?
I'm working with the women cooperative called Women in Hebron, and I joined Women in Hebron in 2008. And I had to work in Jerusalem before, but I lost my job by the wall when the Israeli built the wall, and then we stuck in the West Bank and we cannot go anymore to Jerusalem or what they call it, Israel. And we started the project to help the other ladies who cannot have a job before, or they cannot. It's not easy even in the West Bank to find job. And the embroidery is something very traditional for us, and it's our heritage, and we want to show our story through our heritage, and we can talk about the same time about the situation in Hebron and how we are struggled by the settlement and how many settlers we have living in the old city. We have around 800 settlers, I mean Zionist people, because we never had any problem if you are Jewish or for religion. But we talk about the Zionist, and this is what I want people to know, what's the difference between the Zionist and the Jewish people. And our shop, it's under the Israeli settlement. It's called Abraham Avino, and it's an area called H2. It's divided by Oslo, Hebron protocol. It's just has to be H1 under Palestinian control, and H2, it's under Israeli control.
Got it. So those are some of the different designations for the land as a result of that accord. Do you have customers from both communities? Is that even possible there?
We have, until 2016, we have good customers, but after start to less and less people, and then we start not to give up. We left the shop open and we start to travel outside the country. We can give talk about the situation there, and we can give talk about how we can empower the women, how to be more strong, how we can help them even they have to stay there, not to leave the country, but helping them from inside the houses, because they are women and they are not strong to leave the houses to work outside. And for me, I gave myself chance to travel outside, and I empowered myself before how to do that. I'm happy to do that, to help the other ladies. Even though I spent long time outside my country, I miss my children. But really, I want to give my message for other ladies, yes, how the women under occupation they live, and how the occupation affected our business, and why I cannot do my business in my country, why I have to go to other countries.
You are clearly facing a really heated political situation, but you're also in a context which some might consider quite patriarchal, where women aren't allowed to go out and work as freely. And here you are running this stall, the sole female market stall holder in Hebron. Have you had challenges from other men in taking up this post?
When I started at the beginning, it was very, very hard for me, still until now. But I can say I'm very strong.
But what did they say to you? What did they?
Because they believe women, they can just be home, clean, give children, and they can just cooking and do something kind of this thing.
But they came to accept you?
At the beginning, no. But later they accept me because I'm strong and they can against them. And we have a purse in the shop. It's called Women Can Do Anything and Men Can Do Something.
Yes, they can.
And this is something good for them.
Yes.
But even with this, we did the message to show them how we are strong. They copied the message and they thought we do money from that.
I see.
This is good lesson to teach them how to sell. Men can do something.
We've just got a minute or so left on this, but I'm looking at your lovely outfit and I'm looking at the embroidery. Is that something that you do?
For me?
Yes.
Before I have to do, but now I don't have time to do anything.
Is that the kind of product that you would be making? That
I
lovely
can design, yeah. I design.
Brown with tight weaves, yeah.
I design and we do a lot of stuff, and I do the jewellery when I have time, when I'm sitting in my shop.
Yes.
And I'm happy to do that.
The business has expanded and it's good to hear that. Leila Owanda, good to have you here in the UK. Good to have you here in the studio. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And I'm a bit embarrassed about the BBC carpets now, I have to say, with a high-end carpet weaver here in the studio. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
This is Newsday on the BBC World Service.